Part 1.
听下面十段材料，每段材料后有一个小题，从题中所给的 A、B、C 三个选项中选出最佳选项，并标在相应位置。听完每段材料后，你都有十秒钟的时间来回答有关小题和阅读下一小题。每段材料仅读一遍。
1. Did you see Rowan Atkinson at the opening ceremony of the London 2012 Olympic Games?
Rowan Atkinson? Is he an athlete? Or is he a singer or an actor?
All right then, he is an artist. He is Mr. Bean.
Terribly sorry. I didn't know the famous actor has another name. 2. Mr. Smith is a good man.
Yes, he is. Unlike other office leaders, he is more than kind. He is very humorous, too.
That's why he is easy to get along with. His temper makes him very popular. 3. I almost laughed my heart out.
I found the film very funny, too.
Strange enough, the British lady next to me didn't show any excitement.
What we find funny may not be funny to others. That's the difference of culture.
4. How do you like Mr. Bean's comic performance?
He's very funny. He uses very few words and overacts little things. That is where people feel funny.
This makes him different from other actors. 5. Mr. Thomas is very interesting and often tells jokes in class.
That is why he is very popular among the students. Mrs. Wally comes another way.
Her students complain that she is always serious. 6. Shall we see a film this weekend?
Good idea, but what shall we see?
The God Must Be Crazy.
I heard about it. It is a funny film. It is worth seeing. 7. I want to make my speech interesting, but can I tell funny stories in it?
It depends. If you are giving a serious speech, you'd better avoid talking in a funny way. If you have longer time and the topic is okay, you can use jokes to set examples.
Thank you for your advice.
8. You look funny, Tom.
Why? How?
Your coat doesn't go with your trousers. It makes you appear funny.
Really? I will have to change another pair of trousers then.
9. Is humor acceptable in a job interview?
I think it is okay. It can make the interviewee feel relaxed.
But sometimes it makes him or her feel informal or even rude.
Therefore, we can be humorous when doing the informal part of the interview.
That's it. 10. Can we play jokes with little children?
We had better not. Jokes are apart from the fact and honesty, and it is usually not true.
The children can easily misunderstand it.
You got it. Part 2.
听下面七段材料，每段材料后有几个小题，从题中所给的 A、B、C 三个选项中选出最佳选项，并标在相应位置。听每段材料前，你将有时间阅读各个小题，每小题五秒钟。听完后，各小题给出五秒钟的作答时间，每段材料读两遍。听第一段材料，完成第一至二小题。
How do we find humor in the English language, Professor Justin?
Well, when we learn English, we should pay attention to how people use the language. When they speak, they can use big words to describe small things, or small words to say great things.
Then this makes it sound funny.
You're right. They can also use facial expressions to show their feeling or something, like tones. The way you speak against normal will produce a funny or humorous effect.
That's not easy. I'll try it next. I hope I won't scare anyone. How do we find humor in the English language, Professor Justin?
Well, when we learn English, we should pay attention to how people use the language. When they speak, they can use big words to describe small things, or small words to say great things.
Then this makes it sound funny.
You're right. They can also use facial expressions to show their feeling or something, like tones. The way you speak against normal will produce a funny or humorous effect.
That's not easy. I'll try it next. I hope I won't scare anyone.
Listen to the second part of the material. Complete the third to fourth questions.
The film The God Must Be Crazy is very funny.
Sure. You know what makes the effect of humor?
People in the film appear very funny.
That's only one way. People act in different ways, beyond our imagination and far from our familiar ways. Different actions come together and make the film funny. They contradict instead of going along well with one another.
So a funny play needs two factors. People's appearances and their behavior.
That's right.
The film The God Must Be Crazy is very funny.
Sure. You know what makes the effect of humor?
People in the film appear very funny.
That's only one way. People act in different ways, beyond our imagination and far from our familiar ways. Different actions come together and make the film funny. They contradict instead of going along well with one another.
So a funny play needs two factors, people's appearances and their behavior.
That's right.
Listen to the third part of the material. Complete the fifth to sixth questions.
The floor is very slippery. Be careful with your steps, Mary.
Thanks, Mr. Miller. I will mind my steps, but the floor isn't wet at all.
It's hard to wear high-heeled shoes, isn't it?
Yes, it is. But don't you think it beautiful?
Beautiful? Oh, yes. You look cool in high-heeled shoes and tell everyone that you are coming even before you enter the office.
You are joking. Well, next time I will put on my sneakers.
The floor is very slippery. Be careful with your steps, Mary.
Thanks, Mr. Miller. I will mind my steps, but the floor isn't wet at all.
It's hard to wear high-heeled shoes, isn't it?
Yes, it is. But don't you think it beautiful?
Beautiful? Oh, yes. You look cool in high-heeled shoes and tell everyone that you are coming even before you enter the office.
You are joking. Well, next time I will put on my sneakers. There is a lecture this afternoon.
What is it about?
A Taste of Humor in the English Language.
Sounds interesting. Who will give the lecture?
Professor Lee from Cambridge University. He once taught in Yale University and Oxford University. He has written many books about the same topic. Let's Get Relaxed is one of them.
Then he must be an expert about that. What time does it begin?
3:30 in the lecture room. Be sure to get there earlier in case it would be crowded.
All right, I'll be there 20 minutes earlier. Thanks for your information.
There is a lecture this afternoon.
What is it about?
A Taste of Humor in the English Language.
Sounds interesting. Who will give the lecture?
Professor Lee from Cambridge University. He once taught in Yale University and Oxford University. He has written many books about the same topic. Let's Get Relaxed is one of them.
Then he must be an expert about that. What time does it begin?
3:30 in the lecture room. Be sure to get there earlier in case it would be crowded.
All right, I'll be there 20 minutes earlier. Thanks for your information.
You look a little depressed. What is the matter?
Well, Mr. Wilson, our leader, is leaving tomorrow.
In most cases, people should be feeling happy.
But he is different. He is humorous in character and considerate to his men.
He must be a respectable leader.
You are right, and that is the reason why he has been promoted.
You can contact him by emails or by telephone.
It's different. His humor brings relaxation to the office, reducing the stress of work. His enthusiasm is very encouraging. More importantly, his advice from career to daily problems is very important to most of us.
He is really a good leader to be separated from. You look a little depressed. What is the matter?
Well, Mr. Wilson, our leader, is leaving tomorrow.
In most cases, people should be feeling happy.
But he is different. He is humorous in character and considerate to his men.
He must be a respectable leader.
You are right, and that is the reason why he has been promoted.
You can contact him by emails or by telephone.
It's different. His humor brings relaxation to the office, reducing the stress of work. His enthusiasm is very encouraging. More importantly, his advice from career to daily problems is very important to most of us.
He is really a good leader to be separated from. Well, Mr. Bean, you are the most famous comic actor across the country, or even in the world. But do you have to be very humorous in your daily life or with your friends?
Haha. A very good but hard question, isn't it? I don't think I am very humorous. It's just like anyone else. It's probably because people find me laughable in acting, so they consider me a humorous person.
I think so too.
Well, you don't have to be funny in daily life. And my family don't treat me as an actor in real life either. If everything is connected with humor or performance, it would be a mess. Every day I will pick up my grandson from school. It makes me bored that many parents who see me in front of the school will stop and come to me asking a lot of questions.
Because you are very popular among them.
But I have my own life too.
Well, Mr. Bean, you are the most famous comic actor across the country, or even in the world. But do you have to be very humorous in your daily life or with your friends?
Haha. A very good but hard question, isn't it? I don't think I am very humorous. It's just like anyone else. It's probably because people find me laughable in acting, so they consider me a humorous person.
I think so too.
Well, you don't have to be funny in daily life. And my family don't treat me as an actor in real life either. If everything is connected with humor or performance, it would be a mess. Every day I will pick up my grandson from school. It makes me bored that many parents who see me in front of the school will stop and come to me asking a lot of questions.
Because you are very popular among them.
But I have my own life too. I am 62 years old. I have been in the humor business for over 50 years, and I still don't get tired of putting smiles on people's faces. I think humor is not just jokes that you can find on the internet. Treating related humor can help people who are sick by teaching them to laugh at many of life's problems. Laughter causes the brain to produce some chemicals which help your body relax. People in Japan found that skin wounds healed up faster for patients who watched Charlie Chaplin's comedies than for patients who watched weather reports. I believe that the surest and easiest way to send a feel-good message and to reduce stress is through laughter. Over the years, I have got hundreds of emails with respect to my website and my work. William Wayne writes, "I wish to thank you for brightening up my day a bit. I found your site during a very difficult time in my life. You see, my mother passed away in July of this year. Later, my friend introduced me to your website, and I decided to take a look. Thanks for the laughs I had today. Wayne." I am 62 years old. I have been in the humor business for over 50 years, and I still don't get tired of putting smiles on people's faces. I think humor is not just jokes that you can find on the internet. Treating related humor can help people who are sick by teaching them to laugh at many of life's problems. Laughter causes the brain to produce some chemicals which help your body relax. People in Japan found that skin wounds healed up faster for patients who watched Charlie Chaplin's comedies than for patients who watched weather reports. I believe that the surest and easiest way to send a feel-good message and to reduce stress is through laughter. Over the years, I have got hundreds of emails with respect to my website and my work. William Wayne writes, "I wish to thank you for brightening up my day a bit. I found your site during a very difficult time in my life. You see, my mother passed away in July of this year. Later, my friend introduced me to your website and I decided to take a look. Thanks for the laughs I had today. Wayne. Part 3.
第一节，听下面五段材料，每段材料后有一个小题，从题中所给的 A、B、C 三个选项中选出最佳选项，并标在相应位置。听完每段材料后，你都有十秒钟的时间来回答有关小题和阅读下一小题，每段材料仅读一遍。
1. If you'd like to go there for dinner this evening, I'll call the restaurant and reserve the seats.
I'd like to, but I promised my brother I'd help him with his English. 2. You are always serious, but are you popular among your students?
I don't know. If you ask me to be humorous, I might seem to be funny. 3. You seem to be tired. You'd better watch some comedies or listen to crosstalk to get relaxed.
Very good recommendation. I will watch Chaplin's Caught in the Rain this evening. 4. It is a really good book. I think you had better read it.
Laughter delights the world. It must be a book about humorous.
You are right. You will get to know some humorous artists like Scott Adams, George Ade, Henry Alford, and so on. 5. No time to do your homework?
Hardly do I have time. I have been attending a comedy class and preparing for a performance for the coming holiday season.
Great! You are sure to bring us happiness, but you should also make up your homework first.
I will, Madame Sharon.
Part 2.听下面五段材料，每段材料后有几个小题，从题中所给的 A、B、C 三个选项中选出最佳选项，并标在相应位置。听每段材料前，你将有时间阅读各个小题，每小题五秒钟。听完后，各小题给出五秒钟的作答时间，每段材料读两遍。听第一段材料，完成第六至七小题。
Can you tell me something about your education?
Yes, I'm a graduate of Beijing University. I studied business.
Did you like your courses?
Very much, and I've done well in all of them. Here are the results of my examinations.
You were indeed a good student. What about your spoken English?
I can talk with foreigners freely. When I was at college, I often went to the English corner. We had English teachers from Australia.
We can hire you.We give the employees a salary of $480 a month at the beginning. If you do a good job, you will get a raise in 3 months' time.
That's great. How long should I work every day?
4 hours every day and 2 days off in a week.
Do you offer housing for employees?
Not now. My assistant will answer your questions.
Okay. When shall I begin my work?
Next week. Can you tell me something about your education?
Yes, I'm a graduate of Beijing University. I studied business.
Did you like your courses?
Very much, and I've done well in all of them. Here are the results of my examinations.
You were indeed a good student. What about your spoken English?
I can talk with foreigners freely. When I was at college, I often went to the English corner. We had English teachers from Australia.
We can hire you. We give the employees a salary of $480 a month at the beginning. If you do a good job, you will get a raise in 3 months' time.
That's great. How long should I work every day?
4 hours every day and 2 days off in a week.
Do you offer housing for employees?
Not now. My assistant will answer your questions.
Okay. When shall I begin my work?
Next week. It's so hard for me to learn English. Why is it so easy for you?
I didn't know you were having problems. Maybe it's easier for me because I already speak two languages, but I also really work at it.
Well, I always do my homework and go to classes. What else do you think would help?
You might try to read newspapers, and I always talk to Americans when I get a chance, though sometimes it's hard.
But how do you meet Americans? I only know other foreign students.
How about sitting next to an American at lunch? Or have you ever thought of asking someone over to your house for dinner?
Those are good ideas, but I'm a little shy to speak English.
You won't learn if you don't try to speak. If I were you, I'd talk to your English teacher. He might have some good ideas.
It's so hard for me to learn English. Why is it so easy for you?
I didn't know you were having problems. Maybe it's easier for me because I already speak two languages, but I also really work at it.
Well, I always do my homework and go to classes. What else do you think would help?
You might try to read newspapers, and I always talk to Americans when I get a chance, though sometimes it's hard.
But how do you meet Americans? I only know other foreign students.
How about sitting next to an American at lunch? Or have you ever thought of asking someone over to your house for dinner?
Those are good ideas, but I'm a little shy to speak English.
You won't learn if you don't try to speak. If I were you, I'd talk to your English teacher. He might have some good ideas.
Hi, Jane. It's nice to see you again. I heard that you went to the US during the vacation.
Yes, I went to New York to attend a summer course in English.
Wow, you were lucky. How long did you stay there?
About 50 days. I went there on July 5th and came back on August 25th.
How about the course?
The course was very good. The teachers were nice. They taught us listening, speaking, reading, and writing in English, but mostly speaking. One interesting thing I found was that American classes are different from our classes here because the students have a lot more freedom. You can sit anywhere you like in the classroom. You can ask the teachers questions at any time during the class. And you are welcome to share your ideas with the class. I really like this kind of class.
How interesting. Maybe our teacher should try that. Hi, Jane. It's nice to see you again. I heard that you went to the US during the vacation.
Yes, I went to New York to attend a summer course in English.
Wow, you were lucky. How long did you stay there?
About 50 days. I went there on July 5th and came back on August 25th.
How about the course?
The course was very good. The teachers were nice. They taught us listening, speaking, reading, and writing in English, but mostly speaking. One interesting thing I found was that American classes are different from our classes here because the students have a lot more freedom. You can sit anywhere you like in the classroom. You can ask the teachers questions at any time during the class. And you are welcome to share your ideas with the class. I really like this kind of class.
How interesting. Maybe our teacher should try that.
You seem to be very busy, John.
I have been to the humor workshop in the evening, 4 evenings a week, except Monday, Saturday, and Sunday.
That will be a very busy week, with the days spent on work and the evenings filled with learning activities. By the way, what are you learning there?
Practice of humorous behaviors, including communication with a sense of humor, telling jokes, creating laughter in service, and building up relationships with humor.
That sounds complicated. Can you give me an example for creating laughter in service?
Sure. You see, it's always hard to satisfy the consumers in service industry, and thus it is important to create a pleasant and relaxing atmosphere when the service is provided.
That is to behave in a humorous way?
Yes. With the humor presented, the consumer-seller relationship will be improved and more trust will be produced.
I see. But are there many people attending the workshop?
There are 40 members in my class. They are almost all from the service companies.
I might be there soon. I need to develop the skills and ability with humor. You seem to be very busy, John.
I have been to the humor workshop in the evening. 4 evenings a week, except Monday, Saturday, and Sunday.
That will be a very busy week, with the days spent on work and the evenings filled with learning activities. By the way, what are you learning there?
Practice of humorous behaviors, including communication with a sense of humor, telling jokes, creating laughter in service, and building up relationships with humor.
That sounds complicated. Can you give me an example for creating laughter in service?
Sure. You see, it's always hard to satisfy the consumers in service industry, and thus it is important to create a pleasant and relaxing atmosphere when the service is provided.
That is to behave in a humorous way?
Yes. With the humor presented, the consumer-seller relationship will be improved and more trust will be produced.
I see. But are there many people attending the workshop?
There are 40 members in my class. They are almost all from the service companies.
I might be there soon. I need to develop the skills and ability with humor.
Mr. Bean was a British comedy television series of 14 half-hour episodes, starring Rowan Atkinson as the title character. Different episodes were written by Rowan Atkinson, Robin Driscoll, Richard Curtis, and one by Ben Elton. The self-titled first episode was broadcast on ITV on January 1, 1990, with the final episode, Goodnight, Mr. Bean, on October 31, 1995. Based on a character developed by Rowan Atkinson at university, the series followed the stories of Mr. Bean, described by Atkinson as a child in a grown man's body, in solving various problems presented by everyday tasks and often causing disruption in the process. During its five-year run, the series gained large UK audience figures, including 18.74 million for the 1992 episode The Trouble with Mr. Bean. The series has been the recipient of a number of international awards and has had an enduring effect on popular culture. The show has been sold in over 200 countries worldwide and has inspired two feature films and an animated cartoon byproducts. Mr. Bean was a British comedy television series of 14 half-hour episodes, starring Rowan Atkinson as the title character. Different episodes were written by Rowan Atkinson, Robin Driscoll, Richard Curtis, and one by Ben Elton. The self-titled first episode was broadcast on ITV on January 1, 1990, with the final episode, Goodnight, Mr. Bean, on October 31, 1995. Based on a character developed by Rowan Atkinson at university, the series followed the stories of Mr. Bean, described by Atkinson as a child in a grown man's body, in solving various problems presented by everyday tasks and often causing disruption in the process. During its five-year run, the series gained large UK audience figures, including 18.74 million for the 1992 episode The Trouble with Mr. Bean. The series has been the recipient of a number of international awards and has had an enduring effect on popular culture. The show has been sold in over 200 countries worldwide and has inspired two feature films and an animated cartoon byproducts.